This is Tall Tales. Time, legends of long ago, stories from the day before yesterday. Settle back in your chair and listen as we spin for you Tall Tales. Tonight, the mystery of Marshall Ney, the man who wouldn't die.
Come closer. I have something to tell you before I die.
Mr. Petrie is very old, sir, and very weak. His mind wanders. Pay him no heed. No. It is only an old man's delirium.
No, I am telling the truth. If the man I saw on that day was a ghost, then ghosts walk and talk and play the flute. Yes, I am old, and I am dying. But my memory is as good as any man's. As good or better than that of this young man at my side. What can he remember at his age? I fought with the Emperor Napoleon. I remember Waterloo. I remember the day. The winter day when they marched Peter Ney, Marshal of France and Prince of Moskovka, into the Luxembourg Gardens.
Ray! Mister! Zeus!
I, Philippe Petit, saw him fall. I saw the Marshal fall. Red with blood from his head to his waist. The ground of the Luxembourg Gardens was soaked with it. Peter Ney was dead. Napoleon's greatest general, the Marshal of France, fell to the earth in front of a firing squad. But when I took a vessel out of Bordeaux, bound for America, Marshal Peter Ney was on board. I would know him anywhere. I knew, as every man in Napoleon's armies knew, that Marshal Ney was a great flute player. And when the ship from Bordeaux docked at Charleston in South Carolina, the dead man walked into a store on Broad Street and bought a flute. And that was the last time I ever saw Peter Ney.
It is only a matter of time now, sir. He is sleeping. He will probably never wake up. Was he a relative? I don't want to pry. I only wondered. I thought he had no family. Poor soul. An old man. A man from no one knows where. A poor old man with a funny accent. Well, rest his soul. We'll never know, will we, what it was he wanted to say.
Come closer. I have something to tell you. If the man I saw was not Peter Ney, then who was he?
What happened next?
Yes, tell us.
And there he stood, red-headed and twice as tall as me, and with a grip on my arm like a steel vise. And I said to this stranger, who's keeping me from a fight, I said, "Who are you?
Go on, go on."
Who was he, Dr. Scoot? Who was this man that broke up the fight?
I don't know. I knew him 30 years, and I don't really know who he was. He called himself Peter Ney. Just plain Peter Ney.
And wasn't that his name?
Do you think he wasn't just plain Peter Ney? Was he someone else?
There are times when you should be content to let well enough alone. To take a man at his word. If you don't, if you poke and pry, you may find yourself face to face with a ghost. Should I tell you the whole story?
We're listening.
Very well, then. But will you believe me, I wonder? More than likely, you'll say that crazy Irishman, Dr. Schools, is letting his imagination run away with him. You'll say that what I'm about to tell you never could have happened right here in the Third Creek country of North Carolina. But I'll risk it. I'll let you be the judge. The story begins in the bitter cold of a Russian winter.
Russia?
Ah, you're joking again, Dr. Scoos. What kind of a story that begins in Russia could end in Third Creek?
Will you hush? And let me go on with it.
Sorry. Go on, Doctor.
Napoleon's army was slowly freezing to death in the Russian winter of 1812. The cold was all the more bitter for the taste of defeat in the soldiers' mouths, and Napoleon himself had fled back to France. Only one of his generals stayed with the troops, a red-headed giant of a man with blue eyes like a sun-filled winter sky, a man named Peter Ney, Marshal of France. At that moment, the Marshal's devotion to the Emperor Napoleon wavered and died. And when he finally returned to France, Marshal Ney pledged his allegiance to Louis XVIII, who took the throne of France when Napoleon was sent to exile on the Isle of Elba.
What happened, Doctor, when Napoleon escaped?
Marshal Ney led 6,000 of the king's troops to stop Napoleon. But when the two men met face to face, Peter Ney broke down and wept and rejoined his old commander. Well, the 100 Days campaign ended at Waterloo. Napoleon was sent to Santa Helena Island to spend the rest of his days, and Marshal Ney was arrested for treason and marched into the Luxembourg Gardens to face a firing squad. On a winter day late in 1815, this son of a barrel maker, who became Napoleon's greatest general, crumpled under the concentrated gunfire. But that isn't the end of the story. I believe that Marshal Ney survived, was spirited out of France, and spent the last 30 years of his life right here in Third Creek in North Carolina.
You don't say.
But Doc, if he was killed by a firing squad over there in Paris, France, how did this fella, this Peter Ney, get to the United States of America?
I've heard that in France, in some quarters, it's still dangerous to speculate on the fate of the Marshal. I've heard that. Whether or not it's true, I don't know. But surely there are some who do.
He fell there. There. But who and how? Who carried him away from the Luxembourg Gardens? It is a great mystery. But this I will tell you. The soldiers in the firing squad were men of the Marshal's old command, and they fired over his head. The blood? It was some red stuff concealed under his shirt front. When the soldiers fired, he broke the sack containing the red dye, and presto, the illusion is complete. Marshal Peter Ney is dead. Madame Ney was criticized for not attending the burial in Père Lachaise. But I ask you, why should she have been there if the coffin was empty? But I have said too much already. I must go. I have shown you the Luxembourg Gardens where he fell. The rest is better left unsaid.
Why do I think that Peter Ney lived out his life in our country?
Well, you said you saw him.
Not exactly. I saw a man, knew him as a neighbor, a man with a foreign accent, tall and red-haired, who called himself Peter Ney. But wherever this Peter Ney traveled, the Carolinas, Georgia, Indiana, refugees from France saw him and gasped out, "It's Marshal Ney!" His handwriting was the same. His scars were the same. And he could dominate a crowd, command attention with his very silence, just the way a great general should. You know what he chose to do with himself over here? He taught school. That's right. A Marshal of France, if indeed he was that Peter Ney, ended his days teaching in one-room schools in the hill country of the Carolinas. But he was a school teacher to remember. Hundreds of peoples hereabout went to school to him and loved him. He lived to be an old man, and then one day in 1846, he breathed his last. They buried him in the red clay hills of Rowan County, here in North Carolina, and something irreplaceable was gone from their lives. They sang him away with one of their own hymn tunes.
I am a poor wayfaring stranger, a traveling through this world of woe. But there's no sickness, toil, or danger in that bright land to which I go. I'm going there to meet my father. I'm going there no more to roam. I'm just a going over Jordan. I'm just a going over.
Was he Peter Ney, Marshal of France and a general of Napoleon's armies? Is that the man who lies buried in this Carolina sod? I don't know. The history books say Marshal Ney was shot by a firing squad. But a score of men who knew him in the old days say that isn't true. Who's right? I couldn't tell you. Maybe nobody can, ever.
I'm going there to meet my father. I'm going there no more to roam. I'm just a going over Jordan. I'm just a going over home.
You've been listening to Tall Tales, a retelling of famous Southern legends. Tonight you heard the story of the mystery of Marshal Ney.
I'm going there to meet my Savior. I'm going there.
Tall Tales is written by Bill Woolsey and comes to you every Tuesday evening at the same time. The ballad singer was George Grice. Charlie Galbraith played Philip Petrie. And Bobby Wiener was Dr. Schools. Others in the cast were John Murray as Jacques. The part of the nurse was played by Rebecca Weiss-Lunn. Tall Tales, produced by Marjorie Cooney, is a presentation of the Department of Special Program Services and comes to you from the Air Castle of the South.